Hello, my darlings. It's Michaela. Okay, so I have been meaning and wishing to make another recorded call about bulletproof coffee and intermittent fasting, because I've been doing it for so long and recommending it for so long that there are some finer points, and actually new news in terms of what I'm recommending, hello, for the fat to be used that have changed. So at any rate, bulletproof coffee and intermittent fasting, or even just coffee, and intermittent fasting. So in the land before time, I would not allow my fat burners to have coffee. And the reason why was because I had the same attitude that everyone else did, around coffee being potentially negative, that it, taxes the adrenal glands, which make the body produce adrenaline. That's like the jittery feeling. Coffee is something that can basically kind of kick in this stress response, this fight or flight response, which can make the body call out for fast fuel, which can actually make us hungrier. So there's also things around coffee that, if you're drinking too much of it, that it can affect your blood pressure or, symptoms of hypertension and even rob the bones of calcium. But the two things that affect those results are basically the amount of coffee you're drinking and the quality of the coffee. So maybe I'll talk about quality first. So a lot of people will say, like, well, I get organic coffee. Well, the whole one thing to be mindful of is to get a coffee that is mold-free or mycotoxin-free. I will talk about Bulletproof the brand, and also the fact that I share a link for them through me. That will enable you to get a discount should you wish, but their coffee is certified, reliable to be mycotoxin free. There are other brands, you can do research, but the big thing is that the mold in the coffee is something that can tax the adrenal glands, cause these negative repercussions that I just spoke about. And that the mold, the existence of mold is not due to growing, but it's due to storage. So even though a coffee could be organic, it might be housed in a warehouse for months on end, who knows, where it might develop mold. So anyway, so there's that. And then the other bit is amount. And so what I now know is that large amounts of coffee are negative. They're something that can do all these things that we just talked about, but drinking 12 ounces or less can keep the body below that threshold, and you can take advantage of a lot of the benefits of coffee without the detriments, which is really awesome. So at any rate, so I'm going to talk about bulletproof coffee and intermittent fasting and a little bit about fat burning, but not as much as I might typically. So the big thing with this is that you really want to get the body into a fat burning mode in order to take advantage of these things. When we are still in a sugar burning mode and wishing for fuel quickly, fuel often, it's not the place for your body to be able to utilize fat for fuel. So by piling more fat either on top of what you have going on, or to, expect yourself to not be hungry when you actually are, it's something that is kind of like it's just waiting for failure. So if you want to know more about fat burning, be in touch, look at anything else, michaelafolks.com, anything by the same name on social media. But you really ideally want to be in a fat burning mode first, okay, to take advantage of this. So, and with that, the thing that I'm also really like strict about with my fat burners is when we start, we take coffee away. And the reason why is because it's really helpful to get unaddicted first. So that's when you're not having cravings, and you're not reinforcing a sugar burning mode, which is what coffee can do, especially when we're addicted. And when we're in a sugar burning mode, that's when we need to eat more often. We have cravings, and that's unproductive. It's counterproductive for getting into a fat burning mode. So that is something that we always take away, generally for the first week, and then reintroduce it. And then again, it's like you're not dealing with any of the negative repercussions. What else is I going to say? So, okay. So coffee is something that basically having that, you know, one cup a day, 12 ounces or less, one big sexy cup is great. Fabulous. But one thing that is wonderful about coffee, which I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about, is that it's actually loaded with antioxidants. There's something called polyphenols, which are also found in dark chocolate, but they affect our gut bacteria, which affects our digestion, which affects our immune system, which affects our overall health, and even affects things like weight loss. Having a moderate amount of coffee, 12 ounces, not like pot after pot, can speed up our metabolism, which essentially just is enabling us to burn more calories at rest. Coffee or caffeine helps to oxidize fatty tissue, which just means that we are burning fat faster, we're getting leaner faster. And then coffee, which a lot of people are aware of and probably why they use it, is that it can help with focus and energy. And when we're below that 12-ounce threshold and when we're not ingesting coffee that has mold on it, that's when we don't experience that jittery craziness. So the method of bulletproof coffee essentially is adding fat to this caffeinated beverage. And so in the past, I would always advocate utilizing grass-fed butter, and until now. So grass-fed butter can be great. Grass-fed butter is a saturated fat. Grass-fed butter is something that lowers inflammation in the body. That can even help with gut bacteria or like supporting the liver in terms of fat metabolism. I'm not sure how that happens, but I remember reading that a while ago. Kerrygold is a really reliable brand. I encourage people to use one tablespoon and to blend it in a blender. I like to use a few dashes of stevia, a few dashes of cinnamon, a little bit of vanilla extract or almond extract. Absolutely delicious. Bulletproof coffee is something that I tend to make it and start to drink it when I start to think about food. It's not a first thing in the morning. It's not like down the hatch, you know, in one gulp. I tend to start to drink it when I start to think about food, and I sip it slowly through the day. And the truth is sometimes, like, let's say right now it's 6:15 and I still have probably like a third of what I made today. And the truth is I just take little sips of it. I might have had more earlier today, but it's something that's really nice at the end of a meal, honestly, and or drinking all of it before you start your first meal. I'll talk about intermittent fasting in just a little bit. But at any rate, I also wanted to talk about, so I used to recommend grass-fed butter, but now I recommend MCT oil. And so that's always been on the table. And the reason why we use fat in a caffeinated beverage, so we just talked about, extolled some of the virtues of coffee or caffeine, but the reason why we use fat is because it's the only macronutrient that does not make our blood sugar rise. And so when we don't make our blood sugar rise, despite ingesting something, that makes our body think that we actually haven't eaten. So we are consuming calories, but the body is still operating like we're in a fasted state. So it continues to work off of our fat reserves. So, but fat is the only macronutrient that does not challenge that state. So when people say like, oh, can't I add coconut creamer to my bulletproof coffee? Can't I use, you know, agave syrup or raw sugar, like whatever the hell that is, or coconut sugar? No. And so the deal is fat only. So that is either grass-fed butter, heavy cream, or MCT oil, some like pure fat coconut oil. And the truth is MCT oil is actually, of those three, is the best one to reinforce a fat burning mode. The other two are fine, but the MCT oil actually enhances the mode of fat burning, which is amazing. So MCT oil, basically, so what that stands for is medium chain triglycerides. And so essentially that just speaks to the length. And basically it speaks to the amount of carbon atoms in this triglyceride. Triglycerides are what fat is made of. Amino acids are what protein are made of. Glucose is what carbohydrates are made of. Triglycerides is what fat is made of. So a medium chain triglyceride just speaks to the fact that there are a certain number of carbons, and to be specific, 6 to 12. There are 6, 8, 10, 12, 4 different medium chain triglycerides that are available to us. So at any rate, so I'm just going to rattle off some of the like staggering benefits of MCT oil, but the thing that I want to specify is that not all MCT oils are created equal, and I'm going to talk about the one that I would highly recommend that I am now currently using, which I am adoring. Because before this little journey, I did not know there was a difference. I thought they were I thought there were just one. I didn't know there was a variety, and I didn't know there could be a variety in a product and a varying percentage of that variety in each product, and that you might be getting different benefits based on what you were choosing. So at any rate, so MCT oil has a bunch of benefits, frankly. Like, so a few of these things that basically, because it is quickly absorbed, it's quickly converted to energy, it's less likely to be stored as fat. That's awesome. It enhances the body's ability to burn fat and calories. They go straight to the liver, which is instantly turned into energy or turned into ketones. It lowers LDL and increases HDL cholesterol. So LDL is like the negative one. HDL is the happy cholesterol. It decreases insulin resistance, which fat burning and intermittent fasting, which we're going to talk about in a second, does as a whole, which is awesome. Helps balance gut flora and immune health because it has antiviral and antimicrobial properties, which is freaking amazing. But this MCT oil that I want to single out and that I would encourage you to like run, don't walk to get is caprylic acid. And that structure is C8. It has 8 carbon atoms. There's another MCT called capric acid, which is C6. And it's good or better than the others, but not as good as caprylic acid. And apparently capric acid can make people have diarrhea. So at any rate, some of the additional benefits of caprylic acid specifically, which I will attest to now using it for some time, is that it makes you feel fuller for longer and decreases the sense of hunger. When I first started, so I'm going to rattle these off and then I'm going to go back. It increases the number of ketones in the body, which enables one to eat more carbohydrates while still staying in a fat-burning mode, which is freaking crazy. And then the last thing that caprylic acid is a freaking heavy hitter at is that ketones, the increased amount of ketone production that it creates, is that it acts as an alternative energy source for the brain, which enhances brain function, like focus and clarity, but it also enables the brain to not call for sugar when it needs fuel, which is amazing. Because typically when the brain needs fuel, it's like it doesn't feel like an option to not clamor for something, some, you know, higher glycemic carbohydrate. But this is something that actually helps prevent that, which is amazing. So I just want to speak a little bit about this particular MCT oil and basically my experience with it, but also what got me here. So so when I first started recommending Bulletproof Coffee and grass-fed butter, I actually checked out coconut oil, checked out MCT oil. So you can get MCT oil from coconut oil, but coconut oil in and of itself is not necessarily MCT oil. I want to say it's also like short-chain triglycerides, so even more densely packed triglycerides. No room for oxidation, which is great, which helps reduce inflammation, which is great. But the MCT properties are varied and obviously beneficial. So at any rate, when I first compared MCT oil to grass-fed butter, I was indiscriminately using some type of MCT oil. And you know it's MCT oil because it's liquid always. But I wasn't using a particular type. I wasn't using caprylic acid, which dramatically affected how full I felt and how hungry I wasn't. And then I'm just like blown away by the fact that this particular MCT oil basically enables you to have a more solid mode of fat burning and even eat more carbohydrates and not get knocked out of that state, which is freaking amazing. So anyway, so I will attach a link in some form or fashion for Bulletproof. I may have already said this. Yes, I talked about the coffee. So their brain octane oil is 100% caprylic acid. And the truth is I even shopped around a little bit and couldn't find, like they were actually the least expensive while still having 100% caprylic acid. And I know they are like, it's created sustainably as well. They deliberately don't use palm oil because that aids in deforestation. So they take it deliberately from coconuts. But at any rate, so you might want to check that out. And I believe there's a discount attached to it. So those are the fats to use. And I recommend a tablespoon, 12 ounces of coffee, blend it. I already said my little recipe that I like to use. And basically, we use this for intermittent fasting, which is kind of like the fast track to fat loss, frankly. But you need to be in a fat burning mode first, okay? What do I want to say about this? So intermittent fasting is not classic fasting, which people think about like, what, I don't eat all day? I don't eat 4 days? No. Intermittent fasting simply means that you only eat within a certain window of the day, or you eat within a smaller window during the day. So a classic window for intermittent fasting is 6 hours. When people get into the 8, 10, 12, I don't even know. That's not fasting at all. That's just like a regular day for anyone who likes to eat a lot or often. So 6 hours is a classic window. But with that, if you're really in a fat burning mode, you will be less hungry. This will not be a chore. This will not be a challenge. So if you're finding that, you know, you're really struggling to do that, I would reach out to me, should you wish. I would do more research via other people. But it shouldn't be a struggle. And what that typically means is that you're still in a sugar burning mode, which is really where you don't want to be in order to do this. So intermittent fasting, basically it is, it's something where you are enabling your body to work off of fat stores for fuel versus the calories that you're putting in your mouth. Additionally, intermittent fasting is something that makes the body more insulin sensitive, which is a phenomenal hormone to be more sensitive with. Basically, insulin is a fat storing hormone. It's a vehicle that moves fuel to muscles to be used for energy, but it's also something that stores fat. Basically, when we have too much energy for it to store, it starts to pack it into fat cells. So if we're not even dealing with that whole process, or we have less insulin required to move what we're moving, we just have a likelihood of having less fat on our frame. But what's also awesome about having a more insulin-sensitive body, which gets created through intermittent fasting by not eating for a long stretch and also eating less often. So going for a longer stretch in between meals, so for example, dinner time through the night and then to eating probably in the afternoon, that's what most fat burners do. That's what my fat burners do. We get to a place where they're comfortable eating twice a day, sometime afternoon and in the evening, using bulletproof coffee, doing their intermittent fasting, using their other fat burning mastery tools and techniques. But additionally, only eating twice a day makes the body more insulin sensitive. And that's because we are elevating our insulin less frequently. And every time we increase our insulin by the requirement of eating more macronutrients than just fat, so eating at least protein and carbohydrates, our body calls for insulin. And so the more often we do that, the less insulin sensitive we are, the more insulin resistant we become. And the benefit, so the detriment of being insulin resistant, like most people know that insulin resistance is a precursor to metabolic syndrome, which is a precursor to diabetes, which is a precursor to heart disease. Conversely, insulin sensitivity is something that kind of reverses that whole process, but also makes it easier to lose weight and harder to gain weight. Insulin resistance makes it, I don't know if I said that correctly. I hope I did. I'm going to correct it right now if I didn't. Insulin resistance makes it harder to lose weight and easier to gain weight. I did do it correctly. Insulin resistance, insulin sensitivity makes it easier to lose weight, harder to gain it. So basically, the more insulin sensitive your body is, the easier it is for you to lose weight and the more challenging it is for you to actually put it on your body, which is amazing. That's like superhero powers. So intermittent fasting is something that just naturally creates this response in the body, which is amazing, which is quite exceptional and fantastic. And then the whole thing too, I just want to say, with intermittent fasting, again, with this lack of like deprivation, you eat when you're hungry. Like you start to drink your bulletproof coffee when you start to think about food. You eat food when you're ready to eat food. But because you're in a fat burning mode, it's something that essentially you will be less hungry. You won't have cravings. And even when you are hungry, you won't feel crazy. Like you'll have a rumbling in your belly, but you won't feel like lightheaded, anxious, weak. It's great. So I think, what else do I want to say about this? Maybe the other thing I just want to say about eating. So intermittent fasting is that something we typically think about in the morning, or we think about the 6-hour window. One thing I just want to say about eating at night. So some people think like you shouldn't eat after 7. Not necessarily. The deal is you want to have at least 2 to 3 hours in between when you eat and go to bed, ideally 4, not more than 6. And the reason why we want to do this is because whenever we eat food, whenever we eat something besides fat, we're not typically just eating fat in a meal, our blood sugar raises, even if it's a small amount, and insulin also gets released. Insulin is a hormone that messes, that will be in our system when we go to bed. Excuse me. When we sleep, human growth hormone gets produced. Human growth hormone, you might be familiar with this. I mean, this is things that like athletes use to regenerate, to be more vibrant, vital, powerful, and it also helps with fat loss. additionally, so insulin messes with the production of human growth hormone. Additionally, human growth hormone helps support healthy testosterone levels. And if you're a dude, you're all over this shit. Men are like super hip to testosterone, how to increase it, how to maintain it. But this might be a really useful assist if you are looking for that for yourself. But the truth is, testosterone is great for everybody. Women have testosterone as well as men. We don't have as much, which is why we don't have, our muscles aren't as big. We don't have hair on more of our body. But the truth is, testosterone is an awesome hormone. Not only does it help with muscle growth and muscle retention, but it helps with things like confidence and happiness, and our sex drive. And so it's something where, like, in a balanced state, it is highly beneficial. It's great for everybody. So at any rate, so that's just something to think about regarding going to bed. And actually, one last thing I just want to say, when we have more testosterone in our system, we have less fat on our frame. And conversely, another hormone that gets addressed in Fat Burning Mastery, should you wish to know anything about that, please check me out online or on social media by the same name, Michaela Folks. We help affect estrogen levels with how we support the liver. Crazy and cool. But basically, elevated estrogen levels, the higher the amount of estrogen we have in our body, the more fat we have in our frame. And there's also a relationship between testosterone and estrogen. So essentially, the ratio that you have can be quite apparent either way. So basically, we want to have higher levels of testosterone, talking about healthy levels here, lower levels of estrogen, especially if weight loss is our game and our goal. Okay. All right. So I hope that was coherent. I hope that was comprehensive. I hope that all made sense. And I just wanted to do a quick little like rundown basically of these facts. Coffee is not all bad. Mold free is the thing that you want. Mycotoxin free. Bulletproof is a brand that is known to be mycotoxin free, which means that it does not tax your adrenals, doesn't make you jittery. It doesn't put your body into a stress mode where your body is calling out for sugar and kind of ramping up your heart rate and all these other things. So mycotoxin free, Bulletproof is one brand. I'll attach a link somewhere in here, should you wish. And having 12 ounces or less, one big cup, thank you very much. That will, again, keep you under that threshold of affecting your adrenal glands negatively. Coffee is also beneficial because it oxidizes fatty tissue. Polyphenols are in coffee, which help with good gut bacteria, which affects fat loss, which is amazing. The bacterial makeup you have in your gut at this moment is supporting what's going on with the rest of your body. And so if you're very heavy, you have a lot of weight on your frame, the bacteria in your gut is potentially helping to support that weight. Slim people tend to have a different bacterial makeup. And so coffee is actually some of the polyphenols in it is actually something that can help with the positive or slim bacteria in your gut, which is kind of awesome. So we talked about fat for your coffee. I talked about the fact that I've been using and recommending grass-fed butter forever, which is anti-inflammatory, which is delicious and satisfying, which helps the body stay in a fat-burning mode, which enables you to do intermittent fasting comfortably. It doesn't break your fast because it's only fat. But the new kid on the block that I want to rave about is both using MCT oil, but specifically caprylic acid, which is C8, 8 carbons in that medium chain triglyceride. And there are a variety of companies that make their MCT oil with 100% caprylic acid. That's ideally what you want. And Bulletproof is a brand that does that. Their brain octane oil. And I like shopped around a little bit and I actually found them to be the least expensive. So again, should you wish to check that link out, please do, but please use that. And it's something that basically will make you feel more full. It will decrease your hunger, which is crazy. It'll produce more ketones in your body, which will enable you to actually eat more carbohydrates and still stay in a fat-burning mode. And then these increased production of ketones is something that serve as an alternative energy source for the brain, so it won't make the brain clamor for sugar when it's hungry, which is like nuts, kind of impossible. It's pretty hard to deny our body when it wants something particular. So the fact that we can actually give it something particular to prevent the thing that we don't actually want to have happen is amazing. Okay? And so I recommend putting a tablespoon of either one of these things. Definitely recommend the MCT oil, the caprylic acid. One tablespoon. I like to put a few dashes of stevia, a few dashes of cinnamon, like a capful of vanilla or almond extract in a blender, 12 ounces of coffee. Blend it. Drink it when you start to get hungry. I sip it through the day. I don't throw it away or I save it for the next day, but I tend to like it almost as like a finisher for a meal too. It's sweet and delicious. The same cup. I don't make more. And then intermittent fasting, which basically like essentially you want to do this shit every day. And so if it's like, you know, you have some big deal brunch to go to, do it. Like, don't worry about it. If you are one of my beloved fat burners, try to make that one of your two meals. Because each time we eat, our blood sugar goes up. And so each time, if we do that more often than not, that's when the body starts to become less insulin sensitive, more insulin resistant. And when we're insulin sensitive, it's easier to lose weight and it's harder to gain it. Amazing stuff. With intermittent fasting, essentially like with anything, like the more you do it, the more comfortable it is, the more normal it feels. But essentially being in a fat burning mode to begin with is the thing that enables this. Like if you're hungry, you should not be doing intermittent fasting. And that just means that you're not in a fat burning mode and that you should get there. You should get there. So let's see what else. Oh yes. I don't know if I already said this, but basically I have a full firm belief that, basically intermittent fasting is like the fast track to fat loss. It's crazy because basically it's like, oh, I'm just comfortably not eating for hours. Yes. And that energy is coming from the fat on my body. Yes. And basically why it's so advantageous to be in a fat burning mode is because not only is it natural, we've evolved to burn fat for survival, but the supply that you have is literally unlimited. And so that doesn't mean that like when you're in a fat burning mode, you don't eat until, you know, you've lost pounds and pounds and pounds. It's that your body kind of kicks in this reserve. It kicks on this, you know, alternative switch and works off of what's on your frame. And molecule to molecule, glucose to fat, glucose to triglycerides, there's like 16 times more energy in a molecule of fat than there is of sugar. And then additionally, this is like after the point that I already made, but basically the reason why sugar is in such short supplies is because it's in our bloodstream. So it only lasts a few hours, but fat lasts way longer, 16 times longer, and then we have it on us, which is really great. And so with intermittent fasting as well, like, you know, some people don't use bulletproof coffee. Like they wouldn't need to do this necessarily, especially if you're in a fat burning mode. But truthfully, bulletproof coffee is something that just makes it more comfortable, more pleasurable. It's like another way to have your cake and eat it too. It's delicious. It's a little satisfying in a state when you're like not really hungry, but like having a little something is nice. And then also with intermittent fasting, ideally we're doing this within a 6-hour window. Like don't get crazy about it. But also recognize that if you're like, oh, I need to eat like over, you know, a 10-hour time span, chances are you are not in a fat burning mode. Like if that's just kind of happening and you're eating only a couple times a day, that's a different story. But if you're eating several times, small meals, sugar burning. So please know that. And then basically, like, the stretch of time between dinner and your next meal the next day is what helps with insulin sensitivity, as well as eating less often helps with insulin sensitivity. And that helps with weight loss and that helps with health. And then the last thing I just said was about, you know, when to stop eating. Basically, you know, after seven is something like kind of a myth. It is ideal to eat more of your food when the sun is up. That is something that does affect our metabolism. But if you're someone where it's like, you know, my day starts later, my day ends later, I prefer to eat, you know, later at night with my spouse or my loved ones, or, you know, because I'm social or whatever the hell it is, just have at least 2 to 3 hours between when you last eat and go to bed. Ideally 4, not more than 6. That's when we start to get hungry again. And that will just ensure that you do not mess with the production of human growth hormone because of insulin being present in your system. And you will not mess with testosterone levels that are supported by human growth hormone. And testosterone is something we want if we want to lose weight. Obviously, muscle mass, growth, retention, but it also helps with things like confidence, which is crazy and awesome, libido, a sense of vitality. And so it's an amazing hormone to have in a healthy level. And essentially, the more testosterone we have in our system, the less fat we have on our frame, which is quite awesome. Okay, so I think that's it. I think that's all I want to say. It's a mouthful. Please be in touch for any reason. I would adore answering any questions or assisting you in more information about any of these items, or if you are interested in my link for Bulletproof Coffee, super happy to pass that along. And I think that's it. All right. So love to all. Thank you for listening. And until next time.